Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season episode 62. I'm Draft T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
The pre-show meeting was lit.
Definitely lit. In fact, we got some breaking news, and I always know it's going to be interesting when we say, hold on, stop talking, let's wait for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Stallion just dropped a bomb on us that we will definitely share and get into it with you guys. But first, we have a sponsor, don't we, Valdez?
We do. Don't sleep on the boys from Bit Season. Not only do we bring you this money podcast, we also carry the junkies every morning. How do we muster all of the hype needed to pull this off? Don't sleep energy drink. I have a sugar-free one in front of me right now. The official energy drink of Bit Season. Grab some yourself at don'tsleepenergy.com and check them out on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, and B group vitamins. Use the promo code Biddies for 10% off at don'tsleepenergy.com.
And thanks to you guys that bought Don't Sleep Energy. We really appreciate you guys supporting, especially a local sponsor of the show.
Yes,
awesome. Mike. So,
and congratulations to the Madison Warhawks football team. I know Mike is a...
Now you're just being a kiss ass.
I know. I'm trying to get around
who is that? What is it? What is that? The Vienna school?
Yes.
What, did they win the state championship? Or?
I know they played in the game. I don't know if they won or when the game is.
They're so silly at sports in Northern Virginia. They are the cream of the crop when it comes to Nova sports. James Matt. They had the
For public schools.
They had someone get drafted in the MLB draft last year.
Yeah, I know that kid. That's the only time I hear about Madison is when people talk about James Trionto or whatever his name is.
James Trionto. Okay. Silly.
Okay. I know. I was kissing up.
All right. Stallion is the star of last week. He's a star of this week on the Junkies because of his. And by the way, congratulations and props to you.
I thought
you killed it last Friday with Lisa Ann studio.
Yeah, I thought you did a great job. She was genuinely like excited and happy. You really made her laugh. You made her day.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit. I was told that I saved that hour. I came in on fire.
Who told you that?
Yourself? No. I'm just going to say Lisa's agent. He loved me.
Whoa.
He loved me. Oh, yeah.
Wait, that guy outside the door is her agent?
No, you know who I'm talking about. I don't know if I'm going to name drop him
on
the show.
Write it
down. The Miami guy. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Jay.
And he called me a Monday morning on my way to Culpeper, Virginia for our Buffalo Wild Wings show. And
hold on. He called you.
He called me.
Wow.
And he was like, hey, man, like, you killed it. He was like, I heard you were on this morning, too. He was like, I need to get that audio so I can show the promoters this. They're going to love it. Like, you killed that, man. It was awesome.
Well, I actually have to agree with Stallion. I think he did. I don't know if the right word is saved, but the second segment when Stallion was on was by far the most entertaining. The first segment was just.
Well, I thought Lisa was good.
Lisa's awesome, but it wasn't titillating the first segment as much as
you got
Ryan professing his love for her.
Yeah, you got it out of that sports box that we were.
Yeah, it was a lot of sports. Lisa loves sports, and
I could see the highway we were getting ready to drive down.
And JP was flaming her about his book.
Yeah, the book. Yeah.
And she has a book out. So, but that's not the break. That's not the breaking news. And we have to talk about the breaking news because it goes into the whole weekend.
And I just want to say that I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Because it was like a once in a lifetime opportunity that you had to party with a porn star.
Yes, and a couple of them. A couple of them, not just one. It was a good time.
And I'm so happy that you didn't like use Mason's basketball game as your excuse to get out of it.
No.
Because if you would have basically said, "Nah, I'm not going to hang out," I would have looked at you totally different.
That was your only slip up. Even mentioning that.
Yeah, I mean,
it was at 2 o'clock during the day. Like, I know, I had but you like, floor seats you sounded like for a sports my boy's
dork.
Birthday.
You sounded like a sports dork.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of
you were infringing on AWOD territory.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even have mentioned that. I just would have started like, "What time am I picking you up?" You know, I would have been smooth about like talk about the
rest
game.
Of it. You were great. Like, you were just funny. Yeah. The panty bit was a 10 out of 10. You had great lines. You were well prepared, and you were better. I'll say you're better than AWOD when he was in here trying.
Yeah,
to...
Yeah, he was hemming and hawing.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do. You were assertive.
But you panicked for a second, and I know what you did. You did like lowest common denominator, self-deprecating. I'm the sports dork thing. That's what AWOD would always do. And so you panicked for a second, and you went and you did the George Mason thing. But then you got out of it.
Yeah,
I did. But here's the thing: if it wasn't floor seats, I would have never mentioned it. But I had to mention I had floor seats.
You could have been playing in the game. You would have skipped it.
Okay.
Nobody cares about floor seats, George Mason. I've been to those games. They're 90% empty.
Yeah, they are.
You hear a pin drop.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here's what happened. You guys know, if you go back, first off, go back and listen to Monday's show if you didn't listen, because we had Stallion call in. Stallion, you should have came in. Mm-hmm. And AWOD texted me on Monday afternoon, and he said, "Stallion botched it. If that was me, I would have been back in there on Monday morning, getting my ADs in studio with the guys, not doing a speakerphone call."
That's true. That is true. I did.
You kind of botched it.
I did.
You got a little too big for your britches.
Yeah. you go up and you say, "Eric, you want to know if I was banging Lisa Ann?" And then you have them smell your fingers on air.
Yeah, you definitely should have came in on Monday morning, but whatever.
It's fine, you know.
Because then you got sabotaged a little bit on the phone, and you didn't know that it was coming. Like you those guys attacked you. You thought you were going to get high fives and fist bumps.
Yep, and coming that's true. In. Uh-huh. I had no defense there. And then once Brian Mitchell came in, that's when I knew I was done, because I'm tight with him, and he's part of the show that gave me the nickname the Stallion. So I knew as soon as he was coming in, I was pummeled, and he just crushed me.
Well, Drab's right about it. Everyone around here acts like they're Don Juan.
Yeah.
Right? And then they think like Lisa Ann is just going to spread her legs for any radio nubber around her. Lisa Ann has sex with famous people.
Well, Lisa Ann can separate her business life from her personal life. This assumption that, and maybe some porno chicks do this. Well, they'll just bang any dude all the time. Not the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Like perpetually horny.
And let me add this. I never had that expectation. Like, I knew I was just going to be in for a night to where I was going to be with Lisa. She was going to bring some of her friends, which she did. And it was just a fun night. Like, legit. Like, I know everyone's like, "Oh, who cares about the conversation?" But like, the conversation for 4 hours was legit great. Like, had a ton of fun.
I would say your only slip up is your move should have been you ask Lisa Ann to be your wingman for the night. Like, say, "Hey, Lisa, help me pick out a girl to spit game at." You know what I mean? Something along those lines.
All right. And here was my thing as to why I didn't do that. I thought about that too. But this was a night for myself and Lisa. I needed to embrace the moment.
You can get an OnlyFans chick anytime you want.
Yes. Yeah. Like, we had OnlyFans chicks at the tables. We had a former WWE wrestler / porn star.
Hey, first of all, it wasn't a WWE wrestler. You keep saying that.
I don't know. I don't watch wrestling. Mish Montana. Look her up.
Can I say something? You sound like an idiot when you say that.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's like
not
saying that some guy you played pickup basketball with was in the NBA.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she's a porno chick that may have dabbled in some sort of independent wrestling at one point.
I don't watch wrestling.
Like backyard.
Yeah.
I think she fought Kimbo Slice.
Right. That shit was not in the WWE.
I didn't know what she was in. But she was talking. Yeah. She was showing me her scars about jumping through tables and doing all these crazy wrestling moves.
Yeah.
It was funny. But yeah, it was just a good night, great conversations, met some people, shook some hands, got some business cards, made friends with the cloakroom. They think I'm way sillier than I am, so they told me to hit. They told me to hit them up when I need a table. They're gonna hear from me soon.
That's the dream.
He's gonna be going treating his boys to strip clubs.
Oh yeah,
you need to take them up. Well, you need to become friends with whoever the owner is.
Of course, did have a connect with him.
Don't we already know the owner?
Yeah, we do.
I'm sure you guys already know. But like, again, then I was like hooked with drinks. I didn't pay for a single thing. I still have all the cash in my wallet, like hundreds of dollars.
How much did you bring that night?
$300.
That's a good amount.
That's a good amount.
Right here on the table.
Hey, tell me about the over-under club. Are guys placing bets with the G-strings in there?
Hey, all right. I know. My nose in some chick's it's hard to watch my bet when I'm a motorboat in D cups.
So the sports book part of it wasn't open yet.
Hang on, baby, this UAB game's getting close. It's a genius idea for a strip club.
So it was
swiping your credit card.
The sportsbook part wasn't open yet, which I was kind of bitter about because they had a bunch of flat screens around everywhere. I was like, hey, I'm going to splash some cash. I've been hot recently, too, so I was going to impress some people, put out like a $100 bet in, but it wasn't ready yet, which was fine. But the rooftop part of it, that's where we were at, was silly. The location,
it
the view,
nice, yeah.
It was a great spot that I recommend.
At least if this overhead, can I suck on your titty?
But it was a wild, great night.
It doesn't seem like it was that wild.
Yeah, okay, like it wasn't that. Okay.
Sounds like you sat
here. Let's go around the room.
Bondi.
Who hung out with a porn star when they were 23 years old? Did you?
Not one of Lisa Ann's caliber, but I feel you have come in studio in my heyday
and you got whipped around and stuff, and you're like, that was lit, man. She whipped me in the back of the tuchus.
What? I don't know.
Maybe something like that happened. I don't know. Hey, all right. Let's get to what you told us right before the show, because my BS alarm is going off. Yeah. But you go ahead and tell the biddies out there what's going on. Yeah.
All right. So
make it radio friendly.
Yes, of course. So when I came in today, they asked me, they're like, when you got home Saturday night, you definitely choked the chicken, didn't you?
Yeah, well, because you think about it, you're at a strip club all night.
Yeah.
You're with Lisa Ann, you know, the goat of all goat porn stars.
Yes. And I answered no. And I still haven't 5 days later. And they don't believe me. I don't get
it. No possible way that you're that steamed up and horned up.
It is Thursday, late Thursday morning.
Late Thursday.
Okay. Since Saturday night, and I'm assuming maybe you did it right before you left your mommy's house, right before I don't know. So basically, you're telling me you haven't treated yourself like an amusement park in a week.
In a week.
I am calling BS on that.
There's no chance.
First of all, it's almost physically impossible.
Well, it's not only that. It's just I can't get over just how like stimulated you are Saturday night. Just you're around all of this.
But he was drunk. Saturday night I can buy, but Sunday morning before NFL kickoff, he sleeps in late. He sets his fantasy roster.
He wakes up with a rager.
Yeah, and then he goes and says, "I got 45 minutes here to the greatest imaginary.
Off, yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm gonna relive all this.
I'm gonna heat up these pizza rolls here. I'm gonna cool off. I'm gonna rub one out.
I don't believe it. Yeah, you've been thinking about that night, and all the times you told me that she was touching your arm, she kissed you on the cheek.
She was smoking hot. Your face is in front of a women's bodies all night long, naked women. They're probably giving you lap dances, grinding on you all night long.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't tell you that. Like, right. I'm not even lying.
Is Ryan making this up?
Or I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he's lying. I don't believe you're a nice guy. I just don't believe you. Here's why he's lying. Are you ready for this?
Because
I know this, and he doesn't think that I know this.
Okay.
Lisa Ann is listening to Bit Season. Ryan told me that she listened to last week's, and she likes hearing about the story, and Ryan doesn't want her to think that he's in there beating off to her, because they have a better relationship than that.
She would look down on
heart
him.
To heart. She would look down on him, and
he would be like any other loser guy out there that's beating off to her.
And also, Ryan is playing the long game because he's waiting for Lisa Ann to come back, because he's set the table a little bit. Uh-huh. So when she comes back into town, he's gonna be the man she's looking for.
Is that true?
I mean,
do I know him?
You're a genius.
Give me a fist bump. Yeah. I am a genius.
You are. I swear to God, I did not. Like, I don't know what. So I go through a phase where I go through NoFap. And you know what NoFap does for me? NoFap gives me motivation to go in the gym and have good lifts.
He's like Costanza.
He's definitely not any smarter.
I've been on NoFap. I am so... just jacked up right now with energy.
You're high on life.
I am high
on
life.
And don't sleep energy drink.
Yeah, don't sleep energy. Thanks. Yeah, kudos to them. But, like, I'm just on this natural high with life to where I don't need to jerk off. I can just...
I will say, it is kind of manly.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's what you look at Ryan, and he doesn't really look, like, super manly, but it is very manly of him.
To not need that. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Pornography's for losers. Yeah. No offense, Lisa. Yeah. I mean, I'm addicted.
And I'm actually shocked that she's listening right now.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Did she say?
I mean, I'm sure, like, she listened to last week's show. So she heard
Lisa
all.
Lisa Ann a radiophile.
Yeah, she's a radiophile.
Yes.
She loves radio.
She is a mark she's good for radio. She was talking about the Junkies for like 30 minutes that night. I swear, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, she gets sized for the show.
Even if you're a world famous porn star, you still get sized for ADs. Lisa Ann gets sized for ADs. The billionaire guy we had lunch with the other day, he's texting JP how sized he is to hear us talk about him on the air. Rom is a genius. It is invaluable.
Okay. Yes, he is a genius. How did he discover that?
But yeah, I didn't do it.
So you are high on life right now. And you don't. When do you think you'll break?
Yeah, like, I was going to say that.
What's your plan?
I mean, so
it's kind of if you're telling the truth, it's a little inspiring.
I am
I feel bad about myself because if he can do this and he's able to just fight the urge, how are we not fighting the urge?
I've never. I mean, I had a 2 week run. you guys know this. I had a 2 week run when I joined the cult in 2004. And I had an amazing 2 week run. And I remember at the end of those 2 weeks, I even remember the clothes I was wearing when I finally took care of myself. And I finally broke
the t-shirt I shot into.
I was devoted to God for 2 weeks. And then, I cracked. And once I did, I've been back on, been addicted again ever since.
See, my theory is that Ryan, like, he had such a great time, and he views Lisa as this goddess, and mm-hmm. she is, but he's like, it's a special load.
But he's saving,
he's saving it because, like, he just doesn't want to waste it. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't want to waste it watching some. You know,
oh, some tramp,
some tramp.
All right, some only,
some OnlyFans chick that is tattooed beyond belief. You know, he's saving this for the perfect Lisa Ann porno.
It's not even that. I couldn't even tell you.
You know what you should do? You should tell Lisa Ann. You should say, I am never jerking off again until you do more. Until you do another porno. I'm saving.
No, she's retired. This. She's retired.
Come she out of retired.
You see, he's defending her.
Yeah, she's retired.
Defending her honor.
She has a new career in radio, and she loves it.
I will say this about Lisa. As far as in-studio guests go, and be able to have a conversation, she's really good.
Yes.
And they and the junkies, they bitch and moan when comedians or other porn chicks come in here a lot of times because they feel like it's a forced conversation. Mm-hmm. Lisa holds her own. She does very well. So she's welcome back anytime for sure. I'm guess. What'd you say? She's coming back in May.
Yeah. Yeah, you know her schedule. Yeah, you guys swapping calendars.
I'll let you know, Drab. Right. I'll let you know.
Oh, you want to know what an idiot this guy is? And Lisa's going to have to know this, okay?
Okay.
This guy's so stupid. And I love you. But I want to say this.
I get it.
Unmanly and stupid.
I'm going to give you a compliment. This is a true compliment. Today's actually the best you've ever looked. I actually think you look really handsome today.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's the
it's like a fresh cut.
The fresh cut or the Under Armour fleece you're wearing or the no jerking off. Something's working for you. Yeah. Your skin is glowing. You look good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not as pale as you usually are. Your hair is really
good. No fap, dude. I'm telling you. I've lifted every day since Sunday. Even Saturday night before I went to the gym for 2 hours and I pumped like crazy. Just for those pictures to turn out like crap too. I was so bitter.
I thought you looked good in the pictures.
I thought you looked good too.
I got a double chin in them. I was like, I couldn't stand.
You'll feel a lot better.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about pictures later.
But yes.
All right, hold on. So this is how stupid he is. So after Lisa left on Friday.
Okay.
Lisa gave me her phone number, okay, right, to contact her because we took a bunch of pictures and Lisa and I were going to talk about Liquid Death sponsorship or something. I can't remember. So I got Lisa's phone number. I'm standing next.
Send me that contact.
Okay. All right. So Ryan was worried that Lisa was going to blow him off on Saturday night, right, or he wanted a way to contact her, even though she had followed him on Instagram.
Yeah, all right, I would be worried too. You had this whole thing set up, and you know.
So he pulls me aside.
Like he ghosted. As he
pulls me aside at 10:15 after everybody leaves, and says, "Hey, I saw Lisa giving you her phone number. Do you mind sharing that contact with me?" And I'm a pro.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a bro.
But I go, I don't know, dude. I shouldn't be doing that. Producing comes first.
Yes.
That's like always, and we've yelled at other people for that, for sharing contacts. Somebody else did that. We yelled at somebody because they shared a girl's contact that we had in studio. You'll remember. It's something I don't remember right now, but it's happened like a year ago where somebody was pressuring us to give out a phone number of a hot chick that was in because they wanted to pursue them. I don't know. It'll come to me. So anyway, it may have been AY. I go, I don't know, man. That goes against producer code. I can't be giving out celebrity phone numbers because you're horny.
That is the producer Bible.
Yes, you don't do that.
It is.
But at the same time, Lisa, we just met Lisa. She seemed pretty cool with it. Pretty cool with the number. I go, all right. I go.
Yeah. Plus, he was invited. So
take a screenshot. I had you screenshot. Mm-hmm. I didn't even give him the phone number, all right? Because I felt guilty about it. I said, just take a picture of my phone, okay? Uh-huh. I don't even know why. But I said, take a picture.
What's the difference?
You do with it what you want.
Yeah.
So this dummy, he puts her phone number in his phone and saves her Lisa Ann as a contact, okay?
All right.
So on Saturday night, at the end of the night, when he is actually making progress with Lisa Ann and they're having a great time, she says, let me give you my phone number. This dummy, this drunker goes, okay, let me put it in.
Yeah,
starts typing her phone number, and then it pops up, Lisa Ann, right in front of her.
She did it. Right over her head. She had no idea.
He said she didn't say anything.
Well,
she's smart.
She
didn't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
But she knows.
So, okay.
It could work out in Ryan's favor.
You know how embarrassing that is.
That's so embarrassing. But it could work out in Ryan's favor because she could be like, oh my God, he had my number all this time and he wasn't like texting me out the wazoo.
That's like when you get on Insta. If you met a chick, right?
Yeah.
And then you get on Instagram and she goes, let me give you my Insta. And he so she starts typing his username and already bought Ryan off.
The first letter.
He puts in the word letter L. Bing, Lisa Ann. Whoa, this is weird.
He even has emojis next to her.
No, but So I don't, I like, again, like, I don't know if she noticed that, or, but
of course she noticed. Of course.
But I played it off pretty quick because I knew in the back of my head, I was like, I got her number already. So I was just gonna be like, let me text you. But yeah, that was my one botch, I will say. But then again, like, also let me put this on the record. I'm not gonna be bothering. I don't want to text her. She doesn't want to hear from me. I get this.
No. You have to. No. You have to stay in contact.
Yeah, because this is what
this is. Yeah, because
I think I won't be
out. You're gonna be out of sight. She's gonna be in Indianapolis at their morning show.
Well, remember, she got one up when Awad came in here last time. He had a 1 day thing with her. Took her to the spa and all this stuff. You know where she was 2 weeks later?
Where?
Barstool. And then she was doing, like, I think she was doing the date with Trent bit or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't really remember, but he got replaced by the Barstool guys with a quickness.
Yeah.
And she it was over.
Bigger market share.
So you gotta keep in contact with her and keep the bit alive.
We gotta figure out something for him.
Oh, I got a plan. I got a plan.
No.
I have a plan. Hear me out.
All right, let's hear his plan.
This is also coming from the guy who was texting the caps cap scores.
Okay.
You're locked on Nat's podcast.
Yes, right? That was bad. But here's my plan.
Okay.
And this works because it's simple as this.
Okay.
Girls love baseball games.
Oh my God.
And you know who can get you seats to a silly
girls do like
silly,
base, going to baseball
yeah, silly yeah, yeah, baseball game either at the suite. You want to come to a suite, no problem. You want to sit behind home plate row A, no problem. I got you for free.
Okay,
because that's what I can provide. And she's gonna be coming in May, no problem.
I know. All right, but here,
beautiful weather, 60 degrees out.
Ryan, here, this is the problem, is that it's December right now.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing.
I know, but you can't not talk to her for 5 months, and then all of a sudden when she's in town, you go, hey, you want to go to the MGM suite?
You're going to lose. I just pulled up Lisa's Twitter. Right now, she's on a morning show in St. Louis. Called The Morning After. And she'll be doing some producer bit later in the day, like the producer's
horned
up for
her. I feel like just a loser, because I bet you every single show is pawning some producer.
Well, we've done it twice.
No, we're just going to the well. Yeah, over
who's
and
next?
Over again.
Who's when she comes back in May? Who's next?
But that's what I'm saying is you got to figure out. You can't just not text her from
now
until May.
That's true.
Also, I thought she didn't like baseball.
I thought
baseball came up when she was on air, and she kind of blew it off.
She kind of blew it off, but here's something.
Oh yeah, they're locked on that.
I actually already read her entire book. She talks a little about baseball.
You're such a brown noser.
No, like I have gotten into like a new kick where I like reading books, and
I actually respect that.
Like, and so I just read her book. It was a quick read.
Can I say something? And no offense, Lisa. You're reading a porn star's book. You're not really reading.
Dude,
I'm telling you,
I wouldn't. It was captivating, like very interesting. It was interesting. I'm telling you, it was a really good read. You should all read it.
Oh my God,
we all have a copy.
I can't believe this.
It was a good read. You should read it. But okay, she talked about baseball in there.
Your book report.
But it was a good read. That's all I'm going to say. And girls, like, back to put a bow on this.
I like to read.
Girls,
girl, what do you read? The Lisa Ann story.
he's on, like on the Metro reading.
So,
hey,
no offense. Hey, no offense, Lisa.
Hey, isn't that the woman that gets a double?
Hey, now you're being mean.
Okay. I read the book, and she talked a little about baseball in there.
All right. Well, maybe it'll work. You're gonna take her to the Terra Squad Lounge or whatever.
It'll either be a silly suite or it'll be the Terra Club. I gotta get with our guy on that, and I'm gonna let him know probably today and be like, hey, I'm letting you know, May. That's my.
What's she coming back in town for? How do you know she's already coming back in May?
That's what she told me.
Do you know, like, is it like another Exotica or something?
It was some event. I forgot what it was.
She hosts a golf tournament.
Boom. That might be it.
It's the cloakroom.
Yeah, cloakroom's golf tournament.
Boom. That's it.
Hey, I'm going to cuck you so bad at the golf tournament.
No, don't do that to him.
Start bombing drives.
Oh, no.
Why don't you get in her group?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could. We'll Why see.
Should we be wearing a silly mini skirt, golf skirt?
Who knows? I'm not into that. I'm into the professional.
You're not into mini golf skirts?
No, this is a branding connection thing.
Oh my god.
You're going to lose her. Just get A1 back over here.
I know. No. So, we'll see.
Can you do this? Can you tell Valdez and I when you finally break?
Yes. I need a date. I'll text you guys.
Right now, it's a little inspiring.
It is. I'm doing well right now. I'm pushing through NoFap, and I'm telling you, like, it's a thing.
And here's Lisa at the picture from last year with a couple guys that we know at the golf tournament, the Cloakroom Golf Tournament.
Cloakroom Golf Tournament, man.
All right.
Well, I guess maybe I'll be there. I don't know.
Will you be at the Christmas party tonight?
Yeah.
Yes. But I won't be late because Drab whored me. He absolutely whored me again.
What are you doing? What
did I do? Putting Ryan me on overtime till 7:30 tonight.
Ryan is the fun guy, and you have him scheduled.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Like
Ryan's the life of the party.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Have Darius stay.
I mean, how's that going to go?
Darius, can you stay? I want to go to the Christmas party.
He's going to come too.
Darius missed enough days. He could stay an extra half an hour.
I tried to tell Linnell, I'm like, hey, Linnell, let's record a segment. Let's get out of there at 7. We'll show up at 7:20.
Oh, Linnell's on hosting today.
So it's Linnell and I for an hour.
You guys, you'll be fine.
We'll be fine. We'll show up. I apologize.
I didn't realize that.
I want you to apologize to me.
Why?
Because you're taking my good time away.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'll be a tornado. I'll be like the drunk, sloppy employee. Like, I remember we had a former boss.
I already got an employee pegged who's going to make embarrass themselves tonight.
Oh, yeah. We've been theorizing.
I'll tell you later. It's behind the scenes.
We've been theorizing who's going to make an ass out of themselves.
Okay.
But here's why I brought up the Christmas party. I'm annoyed the junkies aren't going.
I'm maybe
even borderline frustrated. I don't know why I care. Why
I was a little happy that EB felt obligated to go today. So I think we might get an EB appearance. I'm crossing my fingers.
We haven't had a Christmas party in at least 10 years.
It's been a while.
They've been these fake Christmas parties where, I'm not kidding you, one year it was in
the break room.
They said, come to the break room, which is where... Any office has a break room, you can imagine, where the refrigerator is and the microwave. That's where the Christmas party was.
Yeah, where everyone heats up their fish.
It wasn't like an office party where it's, like Die Hard, where 100 people are there and everyone's doing cocaine and having sex in the back rooms. It wasn't like that. All right, it was the worst Christmas party ever. And most years, they haven't even had them. The worst one, it was when they said, no girlfriends or spouses. Yeah. As well,
and is that the one where you get like your drink tickets? You got one drink ticket.
Yeah, I don't even not have to up speed with if we're getting drink tickets tonight. I'm not quite sure how that works. I doubt it's an open bar.
Yeah, there's no chance it's open bar.
It said light fare and drinks or something.
Light fare.
Hey, are they gonna have a punch bowl?
I hope so.
Spike the punch. Are you going to spike the punch, Drab?
No, you can't do that. Got too much to lose. Yeah. The junkies should be at the Christmas party. They're the figureheads of the stage. They're the brand. Yes. You got to go. You got to go to the Christmas party.
Yeah, you got to show support for the team.
And why is steampunk getting all this?
Oh my god, that's I.
Who cares about what steampunk is doing at their Christmas party? I mean, I guess it's cool that OAR is going. I mean, I like OAR, but
I've heard steampunk so much.
You know how awkward that would be to go to another company's Christmas party that you have no affiliation with?
Did you also notice that Jason said that his daughter's going to be working there?
Did he say his daughter's going to the Christmas party?
I think so.
Okay. Why is his daughter going to a Christmas party at a place she doesn't work at yet? That's even weirder.
Well, actually, no, because they're still at school. They're not back yet for winter vacation, are they?
I don't know. I thought he said she's going. Maybe she's done. This is typically when schools end, so maybe she came back already. I don't know. Maybe I misheard that. It's frustrating that Cakes, first of all, Cakes, the company man.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Cakes is skipping out.
And they said, well, we RSVP'd a long time ago. Well, it's not like...
Although...
Who cares? It's not like it's a... You know, you're a, spe- like,
it's not a
special...
Wedding.
It's not a wedding. It's a Christmas party. Okay.
Although, when you think about Cakes, I mean, Cakes flew all the way out to Vegas to go see OAR.
No, no, no. They want to go see OAR and be buddy-buddy with Mark Roberge and rock stars. Then they want to support the company that they work for and have some team camaraderie.
I understand that the Christmas party was, I guess, late notice compared to other companies. But like you said, it's not a wedding. They can easily cancel and just say, hey, you know, our company's having one. Or why not just do both?
Or how about...
You know what I mean? If OAR is like showing up or starting their set at 8:30, 9 o'clock,
yeah, why can't you
pop your face in at MGM for 30 minutes and then leave?
They definitely should be doing that. And even worse was JP, who said today on the show why he wasn't going was he needs a night off. I guess he's just going to stay at home. And after being at bar, you know, restaurants all
at
week
Burton's.
Or whatever, yeah, whatever he's doing, you got to put the time in. People want to see you guys.
I'm looking forward to
people.
This is what, like, don't they? I guess. Don't people look forward
here's
to the Christmas
it goes,
party?
Here's what it
no,
kind of
like. It's like it's not a chore.
Here's what it kind of boils down to: the feeling that sometimes the junkies are just going through the motions and that they don't really aren't as passionate about either radio or the company or the fan as they either should or be or used to be. That's kind of like my opinion, but like Jason, how he's always talking about it, his retirement, that frustrates us. How he talks about how he can't wait to move to South Carolina, that's frustrating.
So you think not showing up is like a signal that the junk
have just
like
more,
one foot out the door?
It's just it. Yes, like yes, a little bit that they are not passionate about this show as they should be.
Well, and plus,
I'm off base.
I view the Christmas
they just don't
party.
Care.
I view the Christmas party as number one, something that's fun,
right?
Number two, that it's a big deal because we haven't had one in so long. Mm-hmm. And number three, show material.
Of course, yeah, show material. Yeah.
This is prime show material stuff.
Right. It also goes to, and maybe I'm being hard on Jason here, but when Jason's talking about on the show today, how he can't wait to leave the, you know, he's having anxiety about this Christmas party that he's going to because he has to get home and get to sleep because it was such a difficult job he's coming to the next day. Like, we have the best jobs.
Drab's frustrated and upset because Drab has been team no sleep for like...
I never sleep.
Like 2 years.
Yeah,
now.
I don't sleep, Mike. I never sleep.
Drab, it's crocodile tears for Drab.
But even then, like, you never hear me really complain about waking up early or staying up late for a game because our job is fun.
Yes.
And the junkies are fun. And we have a fun show and we're pretty blessed to be here. And I do love radio. I'm just not burnt. I don't know why I'm not burnt out. I feel like the junkies make it seem come across sometimes, or maybe a couple of them are.
I would tend to agree. I think that's a great way to describe it. Is like burnt out. But like, is anyone in the country make a
big... EB gets frustrated when I say that. He does get frustrated when I say that because he doesn't want EB. And maybe I'm not talking about EB here. I'm literally talking this out with you guys. Not that I haven't really thought about this that much either. But EB doesn't like it when I say he doesn't care about the show. You know, he's pulled me aside.
You want to get under Eric's skin, that's what you said.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to get under Eric's skin at all. They do care about the show. It's just that they are not appreciative as they used to be, I think is the right word.
I think that's a very valid...
They're jaded.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair observation. And I don't think it's out of bounds.
And they're also jaded with all the sex, drugs, and rock and roll that they didn't appreciate the Stallion's night of his life. And they were joning on him.
Yes.
And it's just because he didn't have sex with Lisa Ann, they thought he was a loser.
I was going to flip the script on him and be like, I was just going to go around the table and be like, EB, did you ever do that? No. Cakes? No. Jason? No. JP? No. Then I was just going to be like, so what are you joning for? But I split
they're
the
all
ground.
Talk. They're all
I,
talk.
Yeah, they're all
exactly.
Talk.
They're,
none of them
they're,
are.
They're bravado.
Yeah, yeah.
They're fake tough
they,
guys.
They talk it, I walk it.
There you go.
But I would agree with you, and that's
I didn't mean to go so serious.
Yeah, that was very, it's like you go we're exercising some demons.
It looks like you're
I just want to have fun. I just want people to have fun. And
I know,
show bits.
This is what I don't want. I don't want for us to come, and I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. They're gonna go. Oh, did you guys go to the Christmas party? They're gonna say that on air. What was it like? And then we're gonna have to do a segment, basically me and you. Trying to entertain everybody with the Christmas party.
Right.
Explain it to the guys.
There's something wild that happens, like a salesperson gets into a fight or falls off the balcony or something, and they're like, who's that guy? I don't know that person.
Our boss started flashing everyone at the Christmas party.
You never know. Never know.
You should have seen our digital guy dance.
King Gossip Night.
Oh, huge gossip.
Yeah, and everybody, it's a big water cooler day. Everyone's going to be Friday morning at the office, going to be talking about who made an ass out of themselves at the Christmas party. Who was making out, you know.
Who's in the coat room.
Who's cheating on their wife. You never know what can happen at these things. That's not exclusive to radio. Anybody listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey. My first impression of one of our old head honcho bosses was him hammered at the holiday party, dancing and sweating his ass off.
There you go.
While no one was there. And I was like a young 19-year-old in the industry, my very first time meeting everyone. And I'm like, who is that? And they're like, oh, that's our head boss. And I'm like, whoa, okay, this is wild.
Who was that?
Must have been Phil.
Was Phil. Phil. No,
you know what,
longer.
Phil, I skipped that Christmas party.
And Phil's an old school guy. He looks like
Phil had a good time, man.
Phil's the kind of guy that would get drunk at the Christmas party for old school
I think that guy's a party animal.
Yes, he was bringing out like the leg where it's like he cranks it back and stuff.
That's how I live for that.
It was so great.
When people let their guards down at the Christmas party. So we'll update you tomorrow morning on the Junkies about what happened tonight. Hopefully Eric's day is long enough to have a good time. When we come back, what do we want to talk about, Valdez? We got the Amazon wish list. It was a big storyline on the show this week.
We got to talk about your mysterious picture is getting a lot of steam.
Hey, you know, we should make the Bit Season show Twitter account private and then tell people to see the picture. You have to follow us.
You're a genius. I say this all the time. You are.
Thank you.
That is smart.
And then Eric's media room. We got so much stuff to get into. And we'll get all. We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Bit Season. Like we teased before that break, right there, we have a couple of pictures to talk about. First of all. We need to talk about this mysterious drab picture that all of the biddies are clamoring for, all of the Junks listeners are begging to see. And I did not realize this, but drab still hasn't looked at the picture.
I've not seen it. It's been shoved in my face, but I've closed my eyes and turned my head like a child because I cannot suffer the emotional damage that photo will cause me if I see it.
But don't you think you are making this bigger than it is though?
Here's the thing. I've been traumatized in my radio past, and if I was a young stallion, I wouldn't care. Right, and maybe this is the breaking point where drab jumped the shark. Okay, and maybe write this down. Maybe I have, because I used to always be a yes man for these bits. Yeah. Right, bring on the self-deprecating.
Your team bit.
Right. Well, what the problem is that I became emotionally damaged like 5 years ago when I took. There was a shirtless.
Very specific.
There was. I'll tell you. There was a shirtless photo taken of me changing. In the back, in the green room of Jam and Java in Vienna. Ooh. Okay, I was doing a Big O and Dukes event.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jam and Java.
Big O and Dukes is my spot. The million events there with Big O and Dukes. Big O and Dukes is the show I used to work on, used to be on 106.7 a long time ago, and I did a podcast with Dukes for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dukes is a bully.
That's a little intrusive.
No. So someone took
candid picture.
Someone took a photo of me. Maybe I knew the photo was being taken, but it's the worst photo it's ever been taken of any human on the planet. Okay, right. It's drab shirtless with his man boobs and his bald head, like the worst horseshoe. The lighting in this green room.
The worst lighting and angle I've ever of any photo
that's ever been taken. No one's ever looked worse.
Okay.
Okay. what happened was that it was such an awful photo that Dukes commissioned an oil painting of it, okay, and then hung it in the studio of Big O and Dukes on the wall.
And so you had to go look at it every single day.
No, not just a photo of. He took the photo and then put me in the like the Buffalo Bill outfit from Silence of the Lambs. Okay, shirtless. I've been mortified of it. So now I am I don't want to deal with horrendous fat photos of myself. Mm-hmm. That is why this. That is where this is coming from.
Well, I understand.
It's still there. In you know, Dukes' podcast.
People are just bullies. And maybe it's because we Joan too hard.
Mm-hmm. And John DePompa should know that. He should know the damage that's been done to me.
Oh man, I'm trying to find. I have a picture of you shirtless on here somewhere.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to. Valdez, do you understand that I don't even look at myself in the mirror? I do not look at myself in the with a shirt on and hat on. Yes.
Okay.
I will look at myself in the mirror. I will look at myself when I shave my own head and to try to clean up a little bit. I'm like, oh, you sucks. You're balding. Whatever. But when I take a shower, I turn my back to the mirror and take my shirt off and then get into the shower. And then do you know that I place my towel within arm's reach of the shower so I can cover up my boobs like a woman when I get out of the shower.
Do you really wrap a towel around your entire body?
Yes.
That is hey, you might be a robe guy. Right? I might need a robe.
I might need to get into the robe game.
Well, we'll put that on our wish list.
Now do you know why I don't want to see that photo?
Wow, yeah, that is. I think you're traumatized. Yeah, you are, like you have legit trauma.
Yes, it's called body dysmorphia.
Remember how like you always say I have body dysmorphia because I can't stop trying to get as big as possible.
Yeah,
you're the opposite.
I know. That's how I know about it.
I have this photo.
Okay.
I actually feel special. Because I feel like I'm holding on to gold right now.
Okay.
Because everybody wants to see it. And I guess EB was the only one who had the picture. And he just passed it along to me.
All right. Clary. I'll come over.
Clary. I was on the end. It's a bad photo.
All right. So
hold on. He's got to go to the microphone. You got to pass it across.
Yeah, I'll pass it across. Don't look at it just yet.
Yep.
All right. All right. His initial reaction.
All right. I'm taking a look now.
Hey, are we overselling this or not?
Dude. Oh my.
Hey, it can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. Get a hold of yourself. Get a hold of yourself.
Oh my god. Okay. He looks like a radish. Look at his face. He can't stop laughing at you.
It's a small jacket.
Hey, that's embarrassing. He's literally laughing at your face.
Here's the thing. All right, let me say this. Because that photo, I don't know what that photo is doing, but you do not look anything like that. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on in that photo.
He said you don't look like that.
It's a wide angle shot, right? Yes. So maybe it like stretched it out or something.
Yeah. Right? It's a panoramic.
So it stretches out the end.
We're also fat. The guy had to do the panoramic.
It must be a panoramic. It like stretches out the end of the panoramic.
Yeah. See, this is also Drab. Drab's a fashionista and like dresses like a 14-year-old.
Not a fashionista. Okay. I'm in tune with trends.
Yes, he is.
Well, it's the trend to have a tiny coat. Because that's what it is. It's the coat is so tiny.
The coat's so tiny.
I don't want to see it. I just had a glimpse of that.
But I'm not even lying. Like, if you were to look at, like, I'm looking at you right now. You look nothing like that photo. That photo is just so messed up in so many ways.
I thought fat guys are supposed to layer. It makes you look.
I thought that too. Yeah. But apparently it makes it look
like,
puffier.
It looks like you're hiding, like you stole a pillow from the lounge. and you stuck it underneath your hoodie.
Yeah, I know. I will never
look any better.
I'll never ever wear that jacket again. Man, now that I know, Biddy's out there. Now you know. Don't ever be on the end of a group photo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we botched this.
We need to do like a cheerleader pyramid or something next time. Yeah.
Something. Me and you could be the base. Yeah.
I don't know. We got to brace. You never know what to do in those photos. There's always like six of us or whatever there is, yeah, plus seventh the person who's in the photo. We always put our arms around each other or whatever we're doing.
I know. You know what? Jason's so smart. He's standing behind cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're stupid because we should have wore black.
Yeah, I might wear black every day for the rest of my life.
You're gonna be like a goth kid. All right, that's funny.
But that photo, it's just so wrong. Like, it's
hey,
not,
are we overselling this picture or not? Like, this is like
I will
I've never
say,
seen drab. I've never seen drab this.
Yeah, like that. Like that picture. I at first I thought I was gonna be oversold on it, but then after I saw it. Yeah, that's a rough picture, man. That is a rough one. And I've had rough pictures of myself, too. I've had them shirtless, and especially going in high school during the social media era. Oh man. Yeah. Like when you puke on yourself at a party and they take off your shirt and you're like, I know about these.
I want to see the photo.
No, it's not your. This is a different photo.
Okay. What is that?
That's our before and after. Where you show me your body. I have a picture of Drab shirtless. I'm like, wow, this is so weird.
That's actually a silly pic.
No, it's not. It's not. I told Valdez. I worked out. Here's what happened. What's the date
bad
on that photo? Is there a date on there in the
that's
details?
A dad bod right there, man.
That's January. That's my January bod. Yeah, yeah. All right. So 4 days into my.
This is after gorging yourself for Christmas. And
all right, that's my post-holiday begin the new year, and I do the bit with Valdez every January. I say, on Memorial Day, we're going to rip our shirts off.
At the pool.
At the pool, and everyone's going to be wowed by our body. So I said, take a photo of me before photo, and then the problem
and then,
is...
And then I Drab must have been out of his mind.
I know.
To lift his shirt up and let me have this picture.
The problem is...
He must have felt so bad.
On January 17th, I quit the workout and didn't care anymore, and now that's my everyday bod.
It's dad bods are in style. You have a dad bod. I'm telling you, you are fine. Know. Don't you feel insecure? Don't you feel insecure?
I wish this was January 6th. Just to say they're protesting your man boobs at the Capitol. Drab took his shirt off and they were starting storming the Capitol.
They're storming the Capitol, and I'm in here with you taking shirtless photos of myself. I'm a mile away.
God. But,
all right, what about EB Starter? Dubs basement.
Enough about Drab. All right, I do genuinely feel bad because sometimes you, before we get to Eric, I just want to say sometimes people are mean.
Yes.
All right, and I think it's because we do a lot of joning.
The outsiders always want to be in the Joan circle.
Yes. So I understand.
John DePompa, you're an outsider. All right, just know that. You'll never be in the circle of trust. Rom is in the circle. Rom is an insider.
Is Cowboy Todd an insider?
Yes. Here's why, for me. Because I've been to Cowboy Todd's house. John DePompa has a big...
ranch.
John DePompa has a big, what do you call those? Like camp out or campfire. Okay. Every fall, John DePompa has a huge campfire and he invites all his friends to it.
Yes. I've been invited.
Yes. I haven't had an invite in like 10 years. Bodie used to go every year. All these tertiary characters go to John DePompa's campfire. It's like an all night thing. I was like a rager and I've never been. I will never go. He lives, you know, it's too far away. And I don't want to go to a camp out. But, you know, Rom is the only, to me, Rom is the seventh junkie.
Oh, that's a battle.
John DePompa's pulling his hair out right now.
It's the truth. Is Rom not the seventh junkie?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, probably Brett at this point. Brett's probably the fifth junkie.
might be the fourth. We're talking about the pictures. A picture that we were talking about this morning was of EB's media room.
Mm-hmm.
EB on his secondary Twitter account / burner account.
E Bickle 5 or
Eric Bickle 5.
I don't know. You know, you will find it.
You'll find it. But he tweeted out a picture of his media room. And I told Eric this morning, I go in to the studio, I say, hey, Eric, instead of EP, we kind of want to talk about, we kind of want to Joan on you. He goes, oh, you do? And he goes, about what? I go, you'll see.
You'll see.
And I brought up the picture, and it's just, it's so PG County. And I say that in a white trash way, as a white trash brother. It's very, I look up to Eric. I think right. Eric is, you know, I think he's
affluent. He's everything you want to be.
He's mm-hmm. everything I want to be. Mm-hmm. He's a rags to riches story. He always talks about how sophisticated palate he has. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is not the media room of a sophisticated man. Right? Yeah. That looks like those chairs would be at the cloakroom.
I actually think the chairs aren't that bad. The new chairs that he bought, minus the LED bar. But like Mo texted Mo from Mo's Mounts, if you didn't hear, Mo texted me, or I don't know, did something. It sent me a DM and said, he can't get away from the lights. Every chair has lights on it now.
That's a thing.
I guess. I somehow doubt that. I don't think. Classy.
I know, but I would. See, here's the thing.
I don't have a problem with the lights necessarily. The blue light looked kind of trifling, but if it fits the room, it has to fit. Like a lot of those rooms now have LED lights all over the place. It kind of fits.
Why wouldn't he? This is what I don't understand. Why wouldn't he like take a picture where like the room's dimmed and like the lights are showing?
I know. That's
true. Where like you know he's getting ready to watch some blockbuster movie, mm-hmm. but all the lights are on. And he's just showing it off that way.
That's what
I didn't understand.
Here's why it's irritating to me. Because it's my dream to have a media room or a theater room. I don't know if you think you understand. I think about it every day.
I think you are successful in life if you have a media room / like movie room or a downstairs bar.
Yes.
You are successful in life. You have one of those two.
Absolutely. Right? But having a basement room, because look, I live in a condo. I don't have a basement, anything like that. That is my personal career dream, to know that I've made it, whether it's from winning the lottery or my parents donk off or whatever it is. That I will someday have enough money to build myself some sort of media room, basement, where I got a silly setup.
Hey you want to know... You'll know when a drab's parents are knocking on death's door when he starts hiring architects to come over his house, right?
And his
Amazon wish list has a TV on it. That's how you know. That's how you know his parents are getting ready to donk off,
getting out of the guest room. EB is he's sandbagging this thing. He's got this great media room, this great space, mm-hmm. and it's hideous.
Yeah,
it's hideous, and he's got that dumb couch in the back. Around that doesn't match. He's got like a suede couch or something.
It looks velvet.
Mm-hmm. Velvet, yeah. No, corduroy. It's like a corduroy. I've been on it. It's like a corduroy couch with these nice brand new brown leather classic chairs.
I kind of don't blame Eric, because at his core we should have known he's white trash and it's gonna look trashy. I actually blame Dina. Why is she not the voice of reason? I understand that it's his media room, that's his man space, but why is she not screaming, "Hey babe, why don't you class this up a little bit?"
Yeah, it's just the burgundy walls, and I know I knew because he's got a giant photo. I think that's Jack Kent Cook Stadium in the background.
I think it's Cole Fieldhouse.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's hard to tell.
Some sports arena in the background, and what's tilting me the most is his podcast setup. we all tweeted it out. Look at our Twitter. He's got this horrendous podcast, sloppy podcast setup within 1 inch of one of the chairs.
He's got a billion wide. I know.
It's just tilted.
The biggest CPU tower in the world.
A computer from 2004.
I know. I think I see one of the gateway cows.
And I made the zing on the show today. That is the exact couch that I watched the Matt Ryan draft when he invited me over in 2008. I haven't been in that room since. And I know that's the exact same couch that I sat on all those years ago.
And you know, I got another bone to pick that I have with Eric.
Right.
Is, well, you got to get rid of that Arenas frame jersey. that he has hanging up there.
That and the Len Bias one.
Yeah, let's get some more modern. You know what I mean?
That's silly. That's a nice one.
Yeah, but they're not like authentic jerseys.
I mean, they're still signed.
It's not an authentic. He's got a swing man.
like, they don't make like a Len Bias authentic jersey.
Yeah, that's you're
like
probably
a,
right. Yeah,
it's like a Nike Len Bias.
Right, it's a replica.
Like why would
a butcher jersey?
Yeah, it's a Chinese knockoff. But this is like, and I get that you want to honor Len, and you have fond memories of Len. Like, why don't you get like an old Sports Illustrated or something instead of just having a fake swingman jersey?
I don't know. Maybe he does. Doesn't he have a bunch of Sports Illustrated frames?
No, that's Jason.
No, it's Jason. Oh, okay.
And I also, why does he have his gold record in the media room too?
You know what got me bitter? Is when he said, when he told me the other day, when I first built this room 17 years ago.
I know. Trust me, I know.
Then I started doing the math. I'm like, all right, he's 52, 70. I'm like, oh, F, he was 35 when he built that room. I want to kill myself.
I know.
I'm 40 and I can barely pay my bills. This guy's building a giant media room at the top of his career and he's 35.
the guy has so much money in his pocket, he doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that tell you?
I know. They've done so much more with their lives and career than we have.
Yeah, I know. Congratulations. You guys deserve to skip the Christmas party. You guys have made it.
You know what?
And you're on cruise control.
Yeah. They are big sillies.
They are silly.
All right, guys. That's it. We got to get going. We got to get home, get our nap in before the Christmas party tonight. Maybe, you never know, we might have an emergency pod tomorrow if something crazy happens.
Maybe we'll do like a Instagram Live or something of EB.
Yeah. Party. All right. Stay tuned. You guys have a great rest of your day and enjoy the junkies tomorrow, and we will talk to you soon. Later.